Now, nobody is yet getting the creator's update now, right? I mean, nobody's announced, oh, hey, I just got something. No.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not public. Although the cumulative updates that went out yesterday included a change to the Windows Update app.
The Patch Windows Tuesday update page. Oh.
Yeah. If you go to Windows Update and in settings, it now says, this is new. Good news. The Windows 10 Creators Update is on its way. Do you want to be one of the first to get it?
Okay.
Only someone who has never experienced the Windows 10 upgrade would ever say yes to this, but there is a thing you can click to go learn more. It doesn't do anything today, but eventually what's going to happen is if you say yes, we're going to go through that notification things, you know, again, like it will download in the background, you'll get the notification and you'll be able to get it. But we're still some weeks away from that.
Some weeks, you think?
I mean, early April.
Yeah, right? I haven't heard recently, but the last I heard was the first week of April. You know, finalize the code in March, first week of April for the beginning of the release, because remember, they stage it out. And I don't think that you've heard the same, obviously. So,
but look at
us corroborating sources.
I know. They've been calling it 1703 since last year in documents and on the web.
That means they've called it 1703. March 2017. So,
right. Yeah, right. That's the RTM, right?
The current version is 1607. Yeah. 1607. What does that sound right? Yeah. 1607.
Yes.
Yes. Right. I'm sorry. Which
that's
is July.
Anniversary.
That's July of last year. That's when anniversary
basic numbers
came out.
Escaped.
But it really did come out in July. It came out in August, right?
Yeah. So they do it the same.
Okay. Right. But like really early August. Like
you introduced single digit numbers into my head, and I literally can't talk.
But it's really important to point out, because people have so little memory, that the anniversary update, you really didn't want to be the first person to get that last year.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we didn't know that on day one. In fact, if you were to go back to whatever podcast that we recorded the very first week of August, I guarantee you that one of us said something, or we both said,
go get it.
It seems like this is going really well. You know, it's like what the captain of the Titanic said as he was breaking the champagne open on night one. You know, like everything's going great. Because it really did seem that way. Like I did not get a lot of reports from people early on that there were problems. The problem is that not a lot of people had it, and there were lots of problems. And we, you know, this became more obvious over the course of August.
So what would be your advice? You can't control when you're going to get it, can you?
Yes, you can. And that is my advice. I think a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are technical enough that I don't have to tell them how to live their lives when it comes to updating Windows. But I would say to normal people, as long as you're running the pro version of Windows or better, you can defer updates for up to 4 weeks. And you should do so in this case, because given what happened last time, there's no rush. You know, it's not like Windows changes dramatically and it's an all new Windows and everything's different and better and whatever. I mean, in many ways, it's a big update in the scope of feature updates, but you can wait and let the world be your guinea pig instead of doing it yourself. If you're running a home version of Windows, you have to use a workaround to do this. There's a couple of things you can do, but the simplest is starting whatever day that this thing is coming out. Don't do it now. Set up your internet connection to be a metered connection. And that will prevent all updates from coming to your computer. Now, that includes security updates, I know. But I think for 1 month or maybe 2 months, that's not actually going to be a huge problem. And the goal is to not download that 3 gigabyte monstrosity until you know that it's okay. Right? And, you know, if a month goes by, because we'll write about this, you know, we're going to keep, you can be guaranteed, you know, based on what happened last time, this is something people are going to be paying attention to. So, if this rollout goes better than expected, and you never know, we'll write about it. Other people will write about it. And after that 30-day period expires, maybe, then you can kind of turn it off the meter and just get it naturally whenever it comes. Mm. You know, the most technical people are going to download the ISO on day one or whatever and just get it. You know, they're going to bypass all of the checks that Microsoft has in place to make sure that only those computers that are known good will get it first, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, for normal people, for my mother, for my wife, for just people who just... Yeah, you're going to want to defer this one.
So that's good. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, I remember when Anniversary Update came out, people were rushing to get it, right? Like people were going, grabbing it, proactively downloading it, even normals like me, you know? And then it turned out, oh, wait, Microsoft's actually throttling this and only delivering it to PCs that they know it works on. So you're better off waiting if you can wait. And I don't see why people can't. Wait until it comes to you. I mean, don't go get it unless, you know, like you're a technical person, you're fully aware of what you're doing. But if you're a normal like me, I'm not going to be rushing out on day one to get Creator's Update. I'm going to
There's no reason to do that.
But there is a reason to defer, you think?
Well, yeah, because again, last time unexpected problems arose in a variety of areas.
Yeah.
Caused all kinds of problems. And yeah, I mean, there's no reason, like I said, don't be a guinea pig. I mean,
right. Okay.
But
you have to take steps to defer. As you said, you have to say, I am on a metered connection.
Well, if you have Pro or Enterprise, you can just defer. There's a checkbox. And that will do it for up to 4 weeks. And again, same thing. After some period of time, when you feel that this thing is safe, you uncheck that option and then you check for updates, you probably get it right away. Home doesn't have this thing. This is another issue. I don't want to get off on a little rant here, but what the hell? I have a gong, by the way, if we need it. Right.
I have a gong sound ready.
Mary Jo and I decided that we could really bring the show up a notch if she had a gong behind her, like on the Gong Show. And if I just went off the rails a little too much, she could just hit the gong. And then
this gong. I'd have to
be quiet. No, I think you'll agree. No, but you agree with this one, right? Are you making the sound?
You could just signal me and I could do a gong. Oh, nice. It's kind of distant.
Yeah,
Like Chuck Berry. Was it Chuck Berry?
No, you want an Arthur Rank gong. You want a gong that sounds like a big...
Go right ahead.
Here we go. Like that.
And then my microphone just gets cut off immediately.
Yeah.
But Mary Jo agrees with me on this one. It is very rather strange. Every time Microsoft talks about deferring updates, they kind of conveniently leave out Home. They'll say Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise can just check this box and they can defer updates for up to 4 weeks, 4 months or whatever.
I'm sorry, that slipped. That was a gong slip.
Like a bomb.
That was a gong slip.
Listen, some people get bonged early. That's what happens. You have to respect the gong. Anyway, I do find it odd that Home users can't turn us off. Home users are the ones who need it the most.
Right.
I mean,
can I ask you something on that?
Yeah.
And when Microsoft recently did a post saying they were going to be more transparent and give people more control at a granular level over their settings, I asked them, is this going to be the case in every edition of Windows 10? And they said, yes. And I said,
Home? You came to me and you said, Paul, because as demonstrated earlier, we discussed these things. Yeah. Microsoft told me this. Is this true? And I said, I don't think so, but I will spin up a Creators Edition Home VM and find out. And the answer is no, that is not true. In the Creators Update 2, you cannot defer updates in Windows 10 Home. So, okay, but that doesn't help. It almost doesn't matter, though, because you have to get the Creators Update before that would change if they were going to change it. The point here is to defer the downloading. What they did do, remember, in Windows 10 Home Pro, rather, is they don't call it defer anymore. That's what the option says today in Windows 10. Now they're calling it delay, so there's a huge language change there. but those options are still not present in Home as of that day you asked. So whatever week or whatever day, it might have been 2 weeks ago in whatever build, it was exactly like it is today. There's one option missing, and that option today says defer, and in Creators Update, I think it says delay or something.
You're right.
It's basically
Right, because I'm thinking about it now. So if you have Anniversary Update, you would have to have a defer in that, right?
You have to have this before. That's the point. The bandwidth savings stuff that's coming in the Creators Update isn't going to help anyone until after they have the Creators Update, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get that until you have the Creators Update. So the big benefit of that will be when the 17.0 or 17.11 or whatever they call it comes out.